The ocean plays a major role in many cultures. For the people of Polynesia, it's a natural force that's shaped dance and music for centuries. Berkeley-based dancer Maheya Uchiyama grew up in the Hawaiian hula tradition in her hometown of Washington, D.C. And her love for the practice later took her to places like Hawaii, New Zealand, and Tahiti, where she studied dance and immersed herself in local culture. She's the founder and director of the Maheya Uchiyama Center for International Dance in Berkeley, and is currently president of the board of World Arts West, which puts on the annual extravaganza that is the San Francisco Ethnic Dance Festival. Maheya Uchiyama spoke to KLW's Jen Chien.
Maheya, when did you first get involved with Polynesian dance?
I first got involved with Polynesian dance when I was an adolescent, actually. I was 12, I think, when I first became very interested in and enchanted by the world of hula, the way of interpreting our world through movement and song.
And how did that happen? How did you come across hula?
At that time, I was very much interested in dance in general. My mom got me involved in ballet lessons when I was just a toddler. But being that this was 50 years ago, there was basically a ceiling on my involvement with ballet. Because I'm very dark-skinned, I'm very tall, and I'm not tiny, it became clear to me that if I wanted to keep dancing, and I did want to keep dancing, I would need to find something that would be more accepting of who I was. But what I was able to find, and I felt a lot of resonance towards, was hula. There was a lot of expatriate Hawaiian people living in Washington, D.C. because of the government work there.
I want to ask you a question about your identity and about your history with dance. You now lead a Polynesian dance company. You're an American woman. You're of mostly African descent. And you're also a priestess in Ifa, the religion of the Yoruba people. So can you just talk to me about how all of these different cultural layers exist in your life and how you kind of think about yourself in that?
The era that I grew up in, I'm old enough to remember a lot of the last vestiges of Jim Crow. I remember having to sit in the back of the bus as a really, really young child. I remember the dynamic of not being able to try clothes on in department stores. I remember the separate drinking fountains. The dynamic of wanting to find something to bring a sense of place and a sense of worth really started there, because it was clear that at that time the society in general did not place much value on my community and people who looked like me. Dance did help fill in a lot of that void. The deeper I got involved with hula and the spiritual aspects of the dance, it did answer a lot of questions, a lot of needs of a young woman in terms of understanding one's place in nature, understanding the interconnection between people. I mean, ultimately, this is a worldview and a mindset that is commonly expressed in many earth-based spiritual practices, which then, of course, led to my ability to recognize the extreme power and value of Ifa. Though I will always consider myself a student of hula, having a connection to a sense of African spirituality, especially as it was cut off from so many of our ancestors, was extremely important for me to do. A very important part of who I am and how I make sense of the world that we're in such a way that I feel secure and that I can bring that sense of connection to my community, to my students especially. I find there's a lot of commonality in worldview and understanding our place in the world between the spirituality of hula and the spirituality of the African traditions.
Could you tell me some of those connections that you're speaking about between hula and Polynesian spirituality and African spirituality?
There is a sense of belonging to nature as opposed to having the right to control nature, that we are connected to nature at a cellular level. the sense of caretaking, the sense of working with natural forces, natural energies, is something that is a very unique to both ways of viewing the world.
And how does that manifest physically in hula or in other forms of Polynesian dance in the body?
The hula is a tradition that evolved from meditation on natural forces, being very much connected to and a part of nature, feeling the energy of the wind as it plays with leaves in the trees, watching and appreciating the motion of the water as it comes to the shore, being able to allow oneself to be comforted by the in and out flow of the surf. This is how the hula evolved, was from deep communication with an understanding of these natural forces, and in essence trying to place it within us so that as an act of communication, connection, when we create our regalia that we wear out of natural materials, when we place the foliage representing the deity of hula, whose natural manifestation is the leaves and the trees and the grasses around our body, when we have rehearsed our songs and our dances to the point where we don't have to think about sequencing them anymore and they just become part of us, then those natural forces are us. We are nature and we are speaking directly as a part of that. And this is how in performance we become almost entranced in a way when everything is moving in the way it should, and we can bring other people to that portal of the divine, where the divine connects with our everyday life.
I'm speaking with Maheya Uchiyama, Kumu Hula and board president at World Arts West, which presents the San Francisco Ethnic Dance Festival. More than 20 years ago now, you founded the Maheya Uchiyama Center for International Dance, which is a place where you teach. I'm wondering, what were you kind of dreaming about when you founded this space?
Dance was such an important thing to me. It really did keep me sane in a world that was not sane. It gave me a sense of purpose and direction. And I wanted to create a place where everyone would feel comfortable to follow their heart. So it wouldn't matter if you matched the ethnic group of something that spoke to you. I wanted people to be able to feel comfortable to explore whatever their heart was opening to.
I want to ask you about the Ethnic Dance Festival. Can you just briefly describe what the Ethnic Dance Festival is?
So the Ethnic Dance Festival started off as a way to bring various culturally specific world forms together for people to enjoy a variety of dances that they may not have otherwise had the chance to see in one
all
performance.
All in one place.
All mm-hmm. in one place. It's an amazing collection of extremely high-powered, high-quality dance and music. And what is, I think, the most amazing thing is the fact that for the variety and for the quality, all of the performers are based here in Northern California.
It seems like what you're talking about, this sense of community and drawing together and different cultures, different kinds of people coming together, is very similar to your aim in your dance center, the Maheya Uchiyama Center for International Dance.
Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately what we as a people, and I mean like a human people, need to get is that we're in this together. And yes, it is very good. It's extremely important to understand our own cultural and ethnic heritage. It is equally important to respect that of others. And I do believe this is the continuum between the two organizations, is a way to understand and respect and to bring together, so that, you know, involvement in one doesn't necessarily mean exclusion of another. It just means that you're deeply involved, as we all should be, to the extent that we can be, in our own ethnic beauty. And let's celebrate that of others too.